Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to our reflection today, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We use the College Old Testament Lesson, Epistle and Gospel for Proper 10, Year A. The readings for today: Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 13, Psalm 65, Romans 8, 1 to 11, Matthew 13, 1 to 9, and 18 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship you. You have touched and changed our lives. You are our reason for being here. You are our reason for being. Lord, there is no greater task to which you call us than to offer praises to your name. There is no higher ambition than can fill our hearts and minds than to lift up the King of Kings. There is no greater love we can experience and no wider mercy on offer anywhere than that which we find at the foot of the cross. We pray for people everywhere and for all your people who have gathered for worship here and around the world. May your Holy Spirit set us free from mere formality and empower us for worship, full of free grace. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What Type of Soil Am I? What type of soil am I? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, Jesus tells the parable of the sower. A very powerful and relevant story for all who wish to engage in ministry in the church and in the world. It is a parable that has very significant meaning at two levels. The first level speaks to us about persistence and perseverance in ministry, even if we do not see or get the desired results. Jesus begins, "A sower went out to sow." That was his task. He was responsible for sowing, scattering the seeds. His task was important in the scheme of things, because if the sower did not sow, there would be no seedlings, which would grow into mature plants. And if there were no mature plants, there would be no harvest. However, as the sower, with his basket of seeds in front of him, scattered the seeds, many seemed to have been lost, because they did not fall in a place where they could germinate and grow. Many would conclude that the sower was wasteful and did not do a good job. However, in the sower's experience, there is a lot we can learn as we strive to use our gifts in ministry in the church and in the world. As the sower went about his task, some of the seeds fell on the footpath. Some fell on rocky ground. Some fell among weeds. And we would certainly consider these seeds as wasted, because there would be no harvest from them. However, if we examine each situation carefully, we would discover that those seeds were not indeed wasted. They may not have produced the results that the sower desired, but they certainly were not wasted. The seeds that fell on the footpath provided food for the birds. In Matthew 6:26, Jesus invites us to look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. God, with love for God's creation, used the sower to provide food for the birds. Those seeds were certainly not wasted. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where there was not much soil. They sprang up, but quickly withered and died because of the heat of the sun, and their roots had no soil for which to draw water and nutrients. These seeds did not come to harvest. Therefore, we might conclude that they were wasted. However, after that process of springing up, withering, and dying took place over a period of time, the dead plants would decay and add topsoil, humus, on the rocks. In time, there would be a layer of rich soil on the top of the rocks, enough to enable other seeds, perhaps from another sower, to germinate and grow and produce a harvest. Jesus says, other seeds fell among weeds, and the weeds grew up and choked them. Falling among the weeds, the good seeds would germinate and compete with the weeds for space, sunlight, water, and nutrients. With each successive generation of good plants, there would be increased competition with the weeds, and in time, God's time, the plants from the sower's seeds would take over, and there would be a harvest. Nothing, therefore, was wasted. The lesson there for us as we strive to engage in ministry in the church and in the world is that, like the sower, we do what we are called to do, and God will do the rest. We can be assured that no genuine effort to plant the seeds of the gospel, the seeds of God's love, will be wasted. We may not achieve what we set out to do, but God will bring good out of what may seem to be a wasted, fruitless effort. Whatever the soil on which our ministry falls, there will be, by the hand of God, an outcome, a good, worthwhile outcome. So we do our ministry in God's name and in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 to 23, Jesus gives his explanation of the parable, which also speaks directly to us. Jesus focuses on the conditions of the heart as we hear the word of God. At every act of worship, we hear the word of God read and often explained to us. What effect does the word have on us? What effect does it have on our lifestyle, on our lives, on our attitude to others, and our attitude to God? Where do we fall in Jesus' explanation of this parable? Are we the footpath where we heard the word, do not understand it, and the evil one comes in the form of doubt and fear and snatches the word from our heart? We hear the word, but it has no lasting effect on our lives. It is as we say, it goes in one ear and out the next. In fact, its effect is short-lived because we really do not understand. Or are we the heart of rocky ground? We hear the word, we rejoice when we hear of the depth of God's love for us, but our acceptance of the word is superficial. There is no depth of understanding or acceptance. Therefore, when we are faced with the trials and tribulations of life, we quickly forget the word of God and go back to rely on the things of the world. Or are we like the word that fell among weeds? We hear the word, we believe it as we hear it, but when we go back out into the world, we allow the challenges of life, real or imagined, to choke out the word of God. The result is that there is no real change in our lives because of the word. We are indeed back to square one. Then, of course, there is the good soil group. Those who hear the word with open and receptive hearts. They understand it. It speaks to them where they are. The word of God takes root in their hearts and in their lives, and therefore transforms them. They are transformed from slaves of sin and the world to servants of God, disciples of Christ. They are therefore able to bear fruit, fruit that will last for Christ in the world. What type of soil are we? Let us reflect on the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Let us pray that we will always be open to the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, allow the word of God and the word from God to transform us. Let us receive the word with receptive hearts to enable it to become a lantern to our feet and a light to our paths in this dark, evil, and sinful world. Let us be so open to the word of God that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will become doers of the word and not hearers only. Let us be a part of the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah in our Old Testament lesson for today, that as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Let us, therefore, receive the word of God with open hearts and enable Jesus' desire to be fulfilled in us, that the word of God will bear fruit in our lives, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, as God wills, to the honor and glory of God. Let us pray earnestly, therefore, that our hearts will always be good, fertile soil for the living and transforming word of God, and that the word will bear fruit in our lives. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our leader and master, and our friend, forgive our imperfections and our little motives. Take us and make us one with your great purpose. Use us and do not reject us. Make us all servants of your kingdom. Weave our lives into your struggle to conquer and to bring peace and union to the world. We are small and feeble creatures. We are feeble in speech, feebler in action. Nevertheless, let but your light shine upon us, and there is not one of us who cannot be lit by your fire and who cannot lose himself in your salvation. Take us into your purposes, O God. Let your kingdom come in our hearts and into this world. Amen. Lord God, in our prayers for our country, we remember especially the men and women who powerfully influence the life of society, those who fashion our politics, those who frame and administer our laws, those who mold public opinion to the press, radio, and television, those who write what many read. May all such recognize their responsibility to you and to the nation, that people may be influenced for what is good, not evil, for what is true, not false, for the glory of your name. Amen. And we pray a prayer issued by Bishop Clyde Harvey, Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Grenada, a prayer in the face of COVID. And we remember Bishop Harvey as he celebrated this week his third anniversary as a bishop in the church. Lord Jesus Christ, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. You've been with us as we face hurricanes and earthquakes, in all our poverty and pain. Come to our aid now as we face the global spread of the coronavirus. Be with us in this time of anxiety, uncertainty, and sorrow. Heal those who are sick with the virus. Be their comfort and strength. May they regain their health through quality medical care. Deliver us from panic and fear, which prevent nations from working together and people from helping one another. Be with the doctors and nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection, your wisdom, and your peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for and prevent further outbreaks. Through this period of anxiety and pain, bring us to a stronger faith, wider charity, and a deeper appreciation of your active presence in our lives. Lord Jesus, hear us and heal us. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from fear and doubt, isolate from fear and trust God, and do have a very productive, rewarding and spiritual-filled week. God bless.